that's the birthday boy right there. Declan Patrick McManus, otherwise known as Elvis Costello, celebrating his 67th birthday, born August 25th, 1954. Happy birthday to you, and thank you for your music. The Other Side of Summer, we are on the other side of summer, aren't we? The single appears on Costello's 13th studio album, Mighty Like a Rose, released May 1991. Again, happy birthday to you, good sir. Because, you know, I know Elvis is tuning in on a regular basis. Up out of that, Steve Earle and the Dukes, Champagne Corolla. That's off Steve's tribute album to his son, Justin. It's called JT, a wonderful cover album of some of Justin's greatest songs, released January of this year. Speaking of Justin, up out of that, Justin Townes Earle. I can't believe it's been a year since we lost Justin Townes Earle. I played You Ain't Got No Money, great one off of his eighth and final studio album, The Saint of Lost Causes. It is a fantastic album. It was released in May of 2019. Up ahead of that, Rolling Stones' Get Off My Cloud, lead single off of their fifth American studio album, December's Children and Everybody's, released December of 1965. Kicking off that set with Rolling Stones' Beast of Burden. That is my favorite Stone song. And I grew up in a rather young family. I was raised by very young aunts who were big music fans, and they loved the Rolling Stones and Beatles and Elton John and Kiss. You know, I was really fortunate because they babysat for me all the time, and they were in their early teens, so I was exposed to great music very, very young. And Rolling Stones, that's off of their 78 album, Beast of Burden, is off of Some Girls, 1978. I was 4 years old, so, and I was being inundated with such great music from my awesome aunts. Anyway, the reason why I love that song is because for the longest time, and my aunts let this happen, but I thought that they were singing, the lyrics were, "I'll never eat your pizza burning." So I sang that, I guess. And so now, even though I know the lyrics, in the back of my mind, whenever I'm hearing it, I'm saying, "I'll never eat your pizza burning." Anyway, a little story about yours truly. That's the two songs right there in honor of the late, great Charlie Watts, who passed away this week at the age of 80, left behind so much good music and one of the best drummers in the world now and forever. Hey, I'm Ryan D. It's the Music Savage Show here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, and all over the world, WMFO.org. I'm having a great time. I hope that you are as well. If you want to get in touch with me, please feel free to do so. You can reach me at ryan@musicsavage.com. You can find us on Instagram at Music Savage. It's really easy. You can find me on Instagram at Ryan D. Rules. And that's how you find me. I'd love to hear from you. Say hi, request something, whatever. Whatever you like. Let's get back into the music. I had such a great time with that first hour, and I wanna keep it going in the second hour. So let's get to music from another birthday boy, one of my absolute favorite musicians of all time, Jeff Tweedy. It's his birthday, August 25th. Happy birthday. I just got to see Jeff and the boys on Tuesday as Wilco pulled into Boston with Slater Kinney, and it was fantastic. Anyway, here is the birthday boy and his very first band, Uncle Tupelo, and this is off of their debut album with Tweedy on lead vocals.
Missing home. She holds my hand. Hi, this is Erica Winterstrom from Heartless Bastards, and you're tuned into the Music Savage Show with your host Ryan D on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Was right on. just a photoshopped hero.
I'm yours, but nobody's watching.
Probably.
Man, we are so lucky to have so many incredible musicians here in the Boston area, including her, Janae Halstead, Disposable Love, title track off the Boston Musician's wonderful fifth album released this past January. Brandi Carlile with Right On Time, lead single off of Carlile's seventh album, In These Silent Days, out October 1st on Elektra. You should have seen me lip syncing to that song. It was an Oscar worthy, or maybe an Emmy worthy performance. It was good stuff. On tour now at Thompson's Point in Portland, Maine, tonight, Friday, August 27th. And you know who else is going to be there? This guy. That's right. Because who woke up a couple days ago and had his wife say, "Hey, surprise, we're going to Brandi Carlile." Hey, this guy. Lucky. So yeah, Brandi, Portland, August 27th, which is tonight, if you're listening live on tape. And in Virginia, tomorrow, Saturday the 28th. Website for tickets and info, as you know. Heartless Bastards with You Never Know, excellent new single off of their upcoming album, A Beautiful Life. It's first new music in about 5 years now. I'm so excited. It's out September 10th via Sweet Unknown Records, which is Erica's own label, and 30 Tigers. Playing tonight, the 27th, in Austin, Texas, where she calls home, and stopping in our area September 29th at the Sinclair in Cambridge. I cannot wait. Jeff Tweedy, The Birthday Boy, Gwendolyn, the excellent song appears on The Birthday Boy. His fourth album. I wrote that a lot here in this paper. It's a solo album, Love is the King, released October 2020 via DBPM. Happy birthday to Jeff. Celebrate his birthday Wednesday, August 25th, 54. I just played you, again, Gwendolyn, which is off of his last album, Love is the King, and kicking off the set with something from his first album, off his first group, Uncle Tupelo, Train, name of the song. Jeff Tweedy provides the vocals on that track, and it appears on the trio's critically acclaimed 1990 debut album, No Depression. Good stuff. All right, it is the New Music Week set. So many fantastic albums out this week. I'm just going to play you a few songs from a handful of them, but, you know, go look for some new music. And speaking of that, here is great stuff from Churches. This features Robert Smith.
Yeah.
stretch marks from growing pains.
I feel alright.
Bottom the bottle out. Myself the hardest, hit the party hardest, cut myself the sweetest, but at least we can
say,
I did it to myself. Afraid to leave the house.
I'm not alright.
Scared of not going out. Myself the hardest, hey. Hit the party hardest, hey. Cut myself the sweetest, but at least we can
say
I did it to myself.
Passing by, my friend in New York City, she calls me time and time, and I tell her made up stories, but never tell her lies. And the weight of my heart, it swings me left to right, like a wrecking ball on a 6 foot chain, forever on my life. It only goes to show, sweet misery, you can follow me down to the end of my path, but you still gotta get through me. Talking to, go sit down by your lonesome and entertain the fool. I was late to the party and I'm meeting someone's food, but I've never been so hungry to be without a clue. It only goes to show, sweet misery, you can follow me down to the end of my path, but you still gotta get through me. Yeah, you can follow me down to the end of my path, but you still gotta get through me.
That is some world-class songwriting right there, my friends. Trey Burt, Sweet Misery, great new single off of his upcoming, it's not his upcoming, because it is out now, off of his sophomore album, You, Yeah, You, out now on John Prine's label, Oh Boy Records. You know, if John Prine sees talent in somebody and hears that, you know it's something special, and Trey Burt is something special. Dakota Jones up at that. I did it to myself. Dakota Jones is a New York City-based band led by Tristan Carter Jones. And the track is off of their debut full-length album, Black Knight, out now through Lord Please Records. Big Red Machine up into that with Phoenix, the fourth single from the band's second release, How Long Do You Think It's Gonna Last? The track features Fleet Foxes and Anais Mitchell, and the album is out now via Jag Jaguar. And kicking off New Music Week set with Church's How Not to Drown. And the second single features the one and only Robert Smith, and is off the Scottish band's fourth album, Screen Violence, out now via Glass Note. Their tour kicks off, U.S. tour kicks off in November and stops in Boston at the House of Blues December 1st. It's sold out, but you know what I always say, if there's a will, there's a way, and I've seen Churches a number of times live, and they are so worth it. All right, man, oh man. Already the last set. It's Hot Takes. We love music. Did you know that? And we want you to love it as well. And we pick our favorites, the three of us, that get sent to us to Music Savage. And we post them on a Hot Takes post. You know that, right? It's over on MusicSavage.com every Friday, 4 p.m. Boston time. And I give you a little sneak peek right here of what's coming your way. And this wonderful song is a hot take, and you're going to find out why right now. Here is Newton Faulkner.
In the heart of the city, I'm driving over you, cause it's what I wanna do. Find you waiting there, just sitting pretty. Everything is going my way.
Everyone's insane. How could we not be living in oblivion? A blissful place to be. Licking up the paint chips left from 1953. Poison in our minds. Do we even care? What does it all mean? Ignorance is bittersweet. So pop those pills for me to feel better instantly, 'cause feeling good is fine. But are we feeling good? Feeling good is fine. But I'm not sure I'm feeling good no more.
One more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
with some mighty fine hot takes, if I do say so myself. Lizzie Loveless, you just heard. Memory, name of the track I played for you. Brand new single off the New York-based musician's forthcoming album, You Don't Know. It's out September 17th on Egg Hunt Records. I'm really looking forward to that one. This is Lizzie's second hot takes off of this new album. That means I'm kind of excited for it. Munya, up ahead of that, Coco Beach, lead single off the Quebec artist's debut album, Voyage to Mars, out November 5th on Luminel Recordings. Liz Cooper, doing Feeling Good. Man, it's so good. It's the fourth single released from her upcoming album, Hot Sass, my favorite album title of the year. Hot Sass. Out next Friday, September 3rd, via 30 Tigers. U.S. tour kicks off Sunday in Kentucky. Stops here in Boston October 2nd, Brighton Music Hall. Newton Faulkner with Four Leaf Clover, a single off the British musician's new one, Interference of Light, out October 8th via The Orchard. I had a blast. I always do. I love playing music for all of you. Thank you so much for being out there and listening. 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You know the drill. All of Boston, all over the world. WMFO.org. I've been Ryan D. Thank you so much. I want you to take care of yourselves. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Get your shot if you haven't gotten it yet. Let's see. Listen to music. Lots of it. Music makes everything better. Come back to me safe and sound next Friday for another Music Savage Show. Until we meet again.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.